you wanna do this? Are you sure? I don't know.
Welcome back to ASM Sakai, where we're gonna talk about the most anticipated season finale in a long, long time. Episode 28 came out of the epic season 1 for Frieren. The Journey's End. Is it like at the end of Journey? The Journey's End?
Journey's End.
So let's start talking about it. Amy, go ahead. What did you think about season 1?
I thought it was season 1 of this episode.
No, we're going to obviously, now the whole thing now ended. Like, we do want to talk about season 1 with the finale.
This episode is where Fern gets her magic spell, right? The ultimate spell that she... Well,
every first mage gets a choice spell.
And she picks a fucking laundry spell.
Yeah. Just like Frieren. I don't give a fuck what Frieren picked.
Huh? I don't give a fuck what... This is Fern's time. What the fuck?
Yeah, and she picked a good spell.
Yes. It's a fucking spell.
It's a legendary spell.
She picked...
She said it's a legendary spell. She said you picked a legendary spell.
A legendary dumb spell. Even the owner. What's her name? The mage. The elf. The main one.
Sari.
Sari.
Even Sari looked at her and be like, "Yo, you're definitely Frieren's fucking steward."
Yeah. But she did because she's like. But you see. So wait,
justify the bullshit. Go ahead.
No, it's not about justifying the bullshit. She is more like the way Siri is. She's more like hard-headed, and she's attacked. She's always like, you know what?
She's a child.
I am the strongest person, and my power will speak for it. That's why her student attacked Frieren, going like, you know, I need to prove myself. And she's like, you already have proven yourself to your master. And then she says it, I have never showed my love. She's the aggressive attack person. So in her head, she's like, oh, she's going to ask for the most strongest spell, offensive spell, or this attack spell, or this defensive spell. Her mind is like, she's going to ask for something, like, you know, out of this world. But Frieren is the type where her spells are more impactful to the heart. The flowers one is her first master spell. Which she had an emotion, like a traumatic upbringing. This flower spell, not only did her crush, the hero, admire it, is something that she uses for compassion. It helped her grow as a human or as a being.
It's the little help, right? That the whole journey is about also the little helps goes the wrong way, right? It goes. You think it's a little, but it adds up and becomes this amazing gift for the future. And then the idea, even the laundry thing, right? Or moving the, you know, stuff across and stuff like that. It's a mundane spell when you look at it individually, but the whole messaging since like the very beginning is like,
It's a journey.
It's a journey about how do we help this person? Yes, Demon King, like he helps everybody. We get it. It's important, but this person needs help, right? How do we help this person, right? And by doing that, that's the everlasting impact, and that's what Werbel was saying. Like it's that ridiculous journey of yours is why I'm now a mage. It's not because you killed the Demon King. It's because you actually helped save my town. And then because my town survived, I exist. And because I exist now,
So let's say, I'll give you an analogy, okay? This is the world of mages. The strongest mage, the strongest spell, all that shit, right? The spell, your mana holds everything. Now, Aladdin goes into a cave, right? Aladdin finds a lamp. Rub the lamp, the genie comes out, I'll give you one wish, not three, one wish. And Aladdin goes, I want to clean my laundry. How the fuck does that sound?
But you can't compare that. One wish.
Yes, you can. One spell. Any fucking spell.
But she could get more spells featured on.
See, Frieren never taught Fern any spell but
Soul Track. It's not about what Frieren did.
It's about what Frieren did. Exactly what Frieren did.
I'm telling. Think about it this way: Aladdin gets one wish, and he wishes.
It's completely different. Aladdin is a street rat, and he has nothing. With Fern, she's in a world of magic, and the possibility
where magic means everything.
Where magic, yes, and she's chose a spell that's gonna make her life in the most simplest way possibly better. Because her stress.
Well, you can't buy more clothes, or you can't use money to get your clothes clean. But no, but I'm gonna use a spell,
can, bro. If you can, let me say fresh it. All the time.
Oh, absolutely, because that's my magical wish. I want that fucking wish. I want to look fresh all the time. Not the most powerful fucking spell in the world. I want to fucking look fresh.
What's the point now?
Zoltrak is the most powerful spell of all time that the humans made it their basic offensive spell.
They're still fighting demons. They're still demons that are going to come.
Right? Yeah, but the spell it's not like one magic would always...
It's not the spell that matters. It's the mana. Well, it's not the spell.
Okay. But there are spells out there that are deadly.
Bro, Fern only knows one magic spell.
But Fever knows a lot. Fever knows a lot. So why does
Fever know? Fever only taught her one spell.
Why does Fever know that many then?
She's been fucking alive for like 2,000 years.
Why does she need to know that many?
She loves collecting Grimmore. She tells you all the time. And she's collecting stupid ass ones. Have you not been paying attention?
But she also has a lot of magic spells. Attack spells. Fearon does not know any of what Fearon did, right? Sorry, Fearon does not know any of the magic spells that Fearon did in the dungeon. None.
So
all she knows is all
but she's going after it just like Fearon did.
Fearon goes after the Grimmores, man. Yo, she loves collecting those.
Fearon had thousands of years. Centuries.
Okay. Let's get back.
That was I fucking hated that, by the way. But other than that, I thought that was a dumb thing. I get the idea of everything small helps everyone, right? I get the whole domino effect. You do something small.
But you're just focusing on fighting versus helping. And that's where I'm saying like, how do you help a town person who needs to rebuild a house? A destructive spell.
But what do they got to do with laundry spell?
If people are rebuilding, help you clean stuff.
You know, everybody has a different. If everybody did this, everyone in this world has a different kind of guilty pleasure. Like, the legendary hero, he loved to go to every single part of the dungeon. Every single part.
That's what I do. Thing. That's what every fucking normal person does.
What Fear likes to do, she likes to collect every single spell possible. That's her thing.
That's like every gamer, bro.
No.
Just the journey of looking for spells is what she likes. Remember, Ciri also asked Fearon as well. And Frieden's response was even worse than what you're complaining about.
Yeah, yeah.
Her response was, I don't need any magic. I love going looking for magic.
Fearon, I understand, has centuries to live, right? And I mean, this girl is strong as shit after she's trained so long.
Fearon's going to be stronger than her. Fearon's going to be stronger than her.
Get the fuck out of here.
She said it. At the end, she goes, Fearon is going to be way more famous than me in this era.
What does fame got to do with anything? In this era. Her era is gone.
Power.
Gone.
The strongest mage of all time was her master.
No. Let's step back. Being famous got nothing to do with stronger. She said in this era, how does being famous have to do with being the strongest one?
Bro, what... Who's a strong famous mage right now?
For Fearon.
And?
That's it.
No, Ciri.
People only talk about Fearon. Nobody talks about Ciri.
She's the mother of all freaking mages.
Every village they've gone to. No one has said, the mother of all mages.
You're talking about civilians. They don't even talk about Fearon. They only talk about the hero.
Any mage
they talk about the hero.
Bro, any mage that we've spoken to only talks about Fearon. Since the beginning.
Fearon. She was in the hero party. They know her. Yeah. She's in the legendary. Yo, they don't even say
hero. But what's the point, though? She's famous, and she's the strongest, though, right? That's
what I'm saying. Being famous does not mean you're the strongest one.
Why not? No, she's the strongest right now.
Why not?
How can being the strongest
her
one mean
you're
the
famous? Her master was famous, it's not the same thing.
Well, it's not. I'll go so far to say yes. You're right. It's not the same thing. Yeah, 100%. But and I don't even know. So I don't even want to get in this argument. Who will be stronger by the end? But Fern will be fucking strong. That's for sure.
He will be strong. I'm not denying it. But I don't
feel like they already made it too obvious. They made it too obvious.
No.
They say that your human mage will kill you. That's one already. That was said by CV, and she's never wrong. She has never.
She said
been
two
wrong.
Things. Yeah, she said. Yeah, and she said. Yeah.
And number two, Freeman herself goes. Fern is going to be stronger, famous, and more famous than me.
No, she said more famous than Sarah. Which means I think about it this way: if they form a hero party again. If
how
the demon
she be
is
more
alive,
famous than as a stronger Freerun?
Let me tell you again. The only way to get more famous than Freerun is if you have a new hero's party and Fern is a part of it and not Freerun. That's it.
That's not going to happen.
That's it. What do you mean it's not going to happen? Why do you think Freerun is standing her?
Fern is going to defeat the final boss and she's going to be more famous.
And that's it. That doesn't mean she's more stronger than Freerun. Not possible.
Freerun would not be able to defeat it.
Freerun just won't be there. Or something's going to happen. There's so many things that could happen. She's in a different part, different town. She's stuck. She's prisoned. Like
I don't see Fern and Freerun being ever separated like that.
I mean, bro, we've seen so many animes. Come on. Master and Suda not being separated? We've seen so many animes where people get separated.
Going to be a Freerun Shippuden. Fern.
She gets in prison. She gets in prison. Or somebody like... puts her in a...
Bro, we already know she, no one stops her. She's OP.
What if the Demon King comes back again? The only reason why Freerun...
She beat the Demon King already.
What if he comes back again? He still has minions.
I think Fern beats him. I think Fern is the one who beats
him. No. Freerun said it herself. The only reason why we defeated the Demon King was because it was all of us there. Not Freerun alone.
I
agree.
Demon
King is the only one...
I agree.
That's it.
The future hero.
That's it. Demon King is the only one that saw the fluctuation in her mana. So he knew that she was suppressing it. That's it.
So did the student.
Fern also, only one noticed Ceri's fluctuation.
That means Ceri is also suppressing her mana.
Yeah. Which is a fucked up thing, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is she?
She is.
Yeah, her biggest thing is the suppression.
It's her suppressing it. Yeah, so she's the strongest one.
That's what I learned.
Think about it.
Yeah, Lern detected Freedom's suppression, right? As Lernan or whatever told that to Ceri.
Yeah.
And then when he left, he's like, he still can't see my suppression. And then when Fern was just like looking at Ceri, he's like,
that's what she got happy. That's like, be my student.
There you go. The strongest one, but not the most famous one. They're different ways of achieving your goal. And that's why I'm saying Fern is going to be strong. Fern is going to be top class mage. No doubt about that. She's going to be one of the strongest ones. Right? She already is one of the strongest ones. But you can, I don't think, from what we saw in the dungeon,
remember, this is only year two. This is only year two.
And Freerun had centuries, bro. Centuries.
This is only year two. Understand that.
Hundreds and hundreds of years.
Is showing that humans are more adaptive to smash.
But here's it. Yeah.
She's a human.
I will say a couple of things, though. I want to say one thing, though, in regards to what your comments about lifespan, right? Even you say that, though, Ceri has multiple times were saying stuff like, Flame should have gotten to my level. But Flame should have gotten to my level, but she failed, right? And I think it's big part of that is because Ceri's coaching style to Flame was incorrect, right? I think what we're going to see with Freeland.
Fern is going to be the perfect student. Fern is going to be the perfect student.
It's the perfect student that actually do.
It's the whole Naruto effect. It's how, you know, it went from freaking Jiraiya to, was it Minota to whatever it is, Kakashi to Naruto. Naruto
had a plot armor, bro. He had Kurama inside of him. He had a lot of like things.
Everybody has plot armor. It's anime.
First of all, I'll stick it for Naruto. He was hated on. He was hated on by his own people. His own people want to kill him.
Which was stupid as fuck. I mean,
Third Hokage was an epic failure.
What a fucking failure! Oh, here you go. Here's your house.
Okay, so can we rate this episode and then rate the season?
Episode was 7?
10 out of 10 ending for me. Season, for the first time, I would go over 10. It was 11 out of 10.
He said a 7?
That's why I just said 10 out of 10. Let's move to the next conversation. So, hell, don't bring it back. 10 out of 10. This season was 11 out of 10.
Hold on. Even to me is like Bitcoin. Volatile as fuck. You know?
No, that's fuck amazing no.
value. It's worth a lot. Yeah, you're right.
When it goes down, what happens?
I'm just gonna see something, okay? Fearing right now is rated a 9 out of 10 as a whole anime, right?
Which makes sense.
Let's just see. The last episode was rated 9.1 out of 10.
By who?
By the whole world.
IGN? IGN again? Should we listen to IGN now?
Okay, let's see. Okay. You know what? The episode.
That's what I said.
The episode is a 10.
Thank you. There you go.
There's been a few seasons where there'll be like a perfect season one. JJK did it. Attack did it. Promised Neverland did it. And Fearin has done it.
Yeah, it was a good show. Overall,
I agree. I agree with that.
Fearin has had, I think, a perfect season one. From start to finish, I enjoyed it endlessly.
I don't get the hype, but okay. I'm not getting the hype.
That's fine. Okay. You're not pulling us down. That's
Who loves magic, who loves OP characters.
I don't get the hype. It's a good show, but I don't get the hype.
What did you rate the season?
8.
That's still high for you, though.
I mean, I said I like the show. Honestly, I just don't get the hype. I don't get the hype behind it. Some episodes are very slow. Nothing's happening. I get that they're showing back.
No, the hype is not life. Like cliche.
Enjoying the moments that are given to you.
But I don't want to see your moment. I don't want to see you wash dishes. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my god.
No, that's fine.
I don't give a fuck about your laundry spell. Fuck you.
I do, actually.
I would love a laundry spell if you ask me.
I'd much rather make millions and millions and have somebody wash my shit. Laundry spell. Oh, I'm Aladdin. I'm going to wish for a fucking laundry spell. No. I'm going to wish for fucking millions and millions or maybe billion. Wash my shit. Done.
If I had a laundry spell.
Imagine she got like a gold spell. Oh, I could produce gold at any time? Bro, solid. Don't worry about fucking clothes. Buy new ones all the time. Shit.
If I could wash the laundry, like, I would be done too.
Buy new fucking get rid of it. Buy new clothes.
Fresh.
Buy new clothes. Yeah,
fuck it.
Fuck it, bro. Buy new clothes.
Shit, man. Like, if you could go to Germany,
Have you seen Furion? Please check it out. Me and Moto, we agree. Love it. This is one of the best seasons of any animes, especially 28 episodes.
Distant Kingdom has made, actually, to be honest, Distant Kingdom has made other shows kind of boring for me this season. To be honest, I feel bad for. I'm being very honest. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I think Solo Leveling. I'm not as excited because I usually watch it not too long after Frieden. And even like Ninja Kamui's, I'm like, it's whatever.
Ninja Kamui came out too. I gotta see that.
Yeah. But those two, Kingdom and Freedom, has been just fucking phenomenal and Frieza now.
Sorry. There's another anime I forgot to give. I apologize. Made in Abyss, perfect season one.
Hmm. Ooh, you're gonna give that perfect season one.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna say it. I love
it. It was good.
Yeah. Perfect season one. I have to give it. That's another one that deserves it.
I mean,
Arcane was good.
Bro, Arcane. Arcane.
Why do you keep
Vox Machina?
Arcane is a 10. It is a 10. The only reason I can't give it is because it's not Japanese. That's the only reason I can't give it.
Well, I don't care about whether it's
talking about Japanese anime right now.
We talk about Shogun too, like live action
then,
and everything.
Yes, then
like,
you know what? Arcane and Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
Okay, we're getting off that. Make sure you check out Freeman. Highly, highly, highly recommended. Even though his eight is usually a 9, so highly recommended. Make sure you check it out. We'll be back later. We're excited for season 2 whenever it comes out, in probably 2 years, maybe. Who knows?
2 years, yeah.
Like and
subscribe. Madhouse is gonna do it right though.
Ooh, Madhouse, nice. Peace.
Yeah.